Now let me read the poem to you, The Solitary Reaper by William Wordsworth. Behold her single in the field, yon solitary Highland lass, reaping and singing by herself. Stop here or gently pass. Alone she cuts and binds the grain and sings a melancholy strain. Oh, listen, for the vale profound is overflowing with the sound. No nightingale did ever chant more welcome notes to weary bands of travellers in some shady haunt among Arabian sands. A voice so thrilling never was heard in springtime from the cuckoo bird, breaking the silence of the seas among the farthest Hebrides. Will no one tell me what she sings? Perhaps the plaintive numbers flow for old, unhappy, far-off things and battles long ago? Or is it some more humble lay, familiar matter of today? Some natural sorrow, loss or pain that has been and may be again? Whatever the theme the maiden sang, as if her song could have no ending, I saw her singing at her work and over the sickle bending. I listened, motionless and still, and as I mounted up the hill, the music in my heart I bore, long after it was heard no more. Now let us see the figures of speech used in the poem. The poem begins with apostrophe. For example, behold her single in the field, yon solitary Highland lass. An apostrophe is used when an author or a poet addresses an imaginary character or a character who is not present in the story or poem. The next figure of speech used is imagery. The words and sentences that create a picture is called imagery. For example, here, reaping and singing by herself, I saw her singing at her work, are imagery. The next figure of speech used is alliteration. Alliteration is the close repetition of consonant sounds, usually at the beginning of words. For example, no nightingale did ever chaunt more welcome notes to weary bands, breaking the silence of the seas. No nightingale, both the ends used in the second example, welcome and weary, the W, breaking the silence of the seas, the S's used in silence and seas are alliteration. Next is assonance. Assonance is the repetition of vowel sound in the same line. For example, behold her single in the field, yon solitary Highland lass. Oh, listen for the wail profound. The next figure of speech is hyperbole that has been used. It is also called exaggeration. For example, is overflowing with the sound is a hyperbole. The figure of speech called consonants is used here in the following line. Some natural sorrow, loss or pain, or is it some more humble lay? It is the repetition of consonant sounds in the same line. Rhetoric question, another figure of speech that has been used, are: will no one tell me what she sings? That has been and may be again familiar matter of today. Thank you, children.